Welcome to About Music. I am Brian. Today we are continuing our exploration of the influence of Beethoven on later composers, and today we're looking specifically at Brahms. We're listening to some compositions of each Beethoven and Brahms, which are in the popular category Theme and Variations. Theme and variation structure has a much older tradition than just Beethoven. The idea of taking a song-like melody or an actual song and then writing variations upon it is beloved by composers, performers, and listeners, and has been for hundreds of years. In the days of Bach and Mozart, this was often something that performers did on the spot, so to speak. They could extemporize right there in the concert hall on a theme presented to them by an audience member or a rival performer. These were often presented as a competition between rival performers. The audiences would judge how good the performer was based on their ability to make it up right there. These variations frequently followed a fixed format. The theme was in two halves, and each half was repeated. This was to give the listeners opportunity to be really familiar with the material to be played, thereby increasing their pleasure in recognizing what the performer was doing. This is referred to as binary form. In due course, many of these variations were formally written down, and it is this form that we now have them in today. Today, it's relatively rare to hear a performer actually improvise a set of variations on a theme which was only given to them moments before. Whether one compare this to a jazz performance is debatable, since jazz does not follow the rules of structure in traditional manners, but the idea is still the same. Take a tune, find new ways to present it to your listeners, and that's the heart of theme and variations. We'll start off with an easy one today. We all know the melody of God Save the King, which you heard at the opening of the program. Listen to it once again to hear the two halves, each half repeated, and then listen to what Beethoven does with this melody. Each variation is also in two halves, with each half repeated.
Thank you.
Let's progress now to another composition of Beethoven's. This time the theme is his own, but the structure is the same as the composition we just heard. There are 6 variations on his original theme. Now we're going to move to a much longer set of variations by Brahms. Brahms tended to stick closely to classical form in many of his compositions, but not in all of them. In his Variations and Fugue on a Theme of Handel, there are 25 traditional variations. The structure is as before, with the theme in two halves, each repeated. The theme is apparently by George Frideric Handel, although it's possible that Handel may have borrowed the theme from a popular song of his day. Brahms then adds to the 25 variations and writes a fugue. This is not unexpected. Composers usually built up their variations to a climax. Brahms had certainly mastered the Baroque art of writing fugues, although this form is usually associated with Johann Sebastian Bach. When you listen, think how creative Brahms must have been to think up 25 different ways to present the theme. One more comment before I actually play the Brahms composition. As you listen, please reflect how classical sounding this romantic composition is, and think back to the Schumann of last week. Schumann treated classical forms with far more freedom, and uppermost for him was the romantic spirit and a rich emotional sound.
Thank you.
To close out our program today, here is another set of variations by Beethoven on the theme Rule Britannia, another very well-known theme. I hope this last example will fix in your mind this genre of composition. The better you understand it, the more interesting it is to listen and follow the genius of the composer. Please don't forget that we also have a program of lighter classical music here on GSA Radio on Thursdays at 6 p.m. Until then, I wish you a happy week. Thank you.